Nolte, John Stewart renews contract to deliver lousy ratings through 2026. By John Nolte on November 4, 2025. Former comedian John Stewart has renewed his contract to host The Daily Show through next year. Late-night host John Stewart has renewed his contract with Paramount and CBS to host Comedy Central's The Daily Show every Monday through December 2026, reports UPI. Monday's announcement comes 4 months after the network canceled Stephen Colbert's show, and ends speculation about Stewart's future with the network after Paramount's merger with Skydance. Comedy Central head Ari Pearce put it this way: John Stewart continues to elevate the genre he created. His return is an ongoing commitment to the incisive comedy and sharp commentary that define The Daily Show. He added that this renewal is a win for audiences, for Comedy Central, and for all our programming partners.
The audience? The audience?
You mean, this audience? In a country where Kamala Harris earned almost 75 million votes and you barely attract 1% of that number. I mean, come on. When Jimmy Kimmel's smoking you in the ratings. For context, look at these numbers. My issue with Stewart isn't so much his ratings, which are funnier than he is, but how much he benefits from left-wing affirmative action. This phony's imprint on popular culture is a total fabrication. The numbers do not, and never have, come close to justifying how Stewart has been blown up into some sort of broadcast icon. The leftist establishment, especially in the corporate media, created a circular system that self-feeds to create a zeitgeist that isn't. It's a rigged promotion machine that perpetuates itself to create an impression that doesn't exist. John Stewart has never been popular, except among those who control the rigged promotion machine that perpetuates itself to create an impression that doesn't exist. Stewart, of course, is such a sellout he plays to this machine, knowing it's the only way to maintain the charade that he is some sort of universally beloved truth talker. This is a guy who supports the permanent mutilation and sterilization of children. He's just another Hollywood groomer, either because he truly believes that are out of a moral cowardice to speak against something as objectively evil as queering small children. This is a self-identified socialist who earns millions working one night a week. That's as phony gets. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.